Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. I'll talk today about a different way to express how I invest and how we think you should invest too. How often do we at Plan Vision get asked about investing or different ways to invest, things people should do with their portfolio? I don't know. I can't possibly keep track of it anymore. And we always recommend index investing or hardcore indexers. But people want to know, can I do this thing or should I do this thing? What about this idea that I came across? I saw this paper or YouTube argument or discussed this with another advisor. And these ideas that we get all the time involve including other assets, one way or another, in the total portfolio. And the goal for these questions, presumably, is to improve or do better or something along that line, right? Just to enhance the portfolio. So occasionally, as I get caught up in answering all these questions, I just have to slow down. I have to back up on the whole thing, even for myself. I have to remind myself what I want and how I'm going to get it. I know that I cannot outperform the market. Now, in a moment, I'm going to describe and remind you of just what the market is. But I cannot do it. Mark, you cannot outperform the market. With humility, I accept this. I hope you figure this out too. I hope you can be this humble as well. Because if you don't, you are being a bit arrogant. You think, no, I can find someone who can beat the market. Or I can do my own research. I'll come up with a trend. Or I'll find this other firm or this organization has clever ideas and they can do it. But I know I can't. And the odds of finding a strategy more clever than the market is, in my view, vanishingly low. Now, in a recent podcast, I read a quote from Bill Miller, a legendary manager of Legg Mason fame. It's a comment about the S&P 500. This is a great fund, broadly diversified, low cost, tax efficient, and beats basically everything else. Why would you not own that? Just an argument for the market. So I have a mantra, or motto, or creed, whatever you want to call it. I just want the market. That's what it is. I just want the market. Well, what is the market? Just back to the definition of what we're talking about here. It's just the global market of stocks and bonds, debt and equity that is available to us from around the world, or something that's a very close approximation of this. And I mean a market cap weighted, because a market cap weighted representation of stocks is what the market is saying it should be. That is the representation of the market, is the market cap weighted, not an equal cap weighted. So that's the mantra. I just want the market. So when you're meditating, you can say to yourself or think to yourself, I just want the market. Or you could start saying it to people you encounter, maybe the person next to you on the airplane or at the grocery store, or your partner could just say it at odd times, even make people wonder what's wrong with you. It's kind of like Bill Murray and Meatballs. People of my generation might remember that. It just doesn't matter. I just want the market. Same number of syllables, same cadence, right? Would have been cool to hear him saying that. I coached youth soccer for years. I missed the boat on that one. I could have been doing this mantra with the kids. So there you have it. It's really pretty simple, isn't it? I just want the market. I might put that in the tagline of my emails. So I know I just want the market, and I hope that's all you want too. And what's so cool is you can do it easily enough, and it costs almost nothing.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.